Grace, mercy, and peace be yours from God our Father and the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. I remember the first time I had breakfast at Dunkin' Donuts. Wait a minute, that was yesterday. You know, it was a real forgetful experience. I'm sorry if you like Dunkin' Donuts, but that brown water that you add cream and sugar to, that was not worthy of the C word. However, there was a more memorable breakfast that we heard in our gospel today from John 21, where Jesus feeds his disciples on the shore, feeds them fish, bread, and he is with them, the risen Lord. I remember the first time that I went to a big concert as a child. Maybe I was 12, 13 years old. I liked, as a boy, I liked a lot of different kind of music, 50s, 40s. 60s, 70s, a little bit of 70s, 80s, sure, pop culture, all the different kinds of music. But there was one group that my family and I really liked. They're here, they can vouch for this. Mannheim Steamroller, remember them? They're still pretty popular. We liked them a lot. We listened to their CDs. And although I knew the music, we went down to Sioux Falls, we got tickets, and although I knew the music, when I saw it live, in person, that was amazing. It wowed me. It radically changed me. Well, I felt radically changed anyway. And yet I went home afterwards, and I slept in the same bed as I did before, woke up about the same time the next day, ate the same foods I ate before I saw the concert, went back to my regular routine at school and church and sports and theater, whatever else I did. We all have moments in life that we would call momentous, life-altering, maybe even miraculous. And yet we go home and back to work, back to school, social life, as though it really didn't happen. God knows that it takes a lot more than a one-time miraculous appearance to change his creatures into new creatures who have different habits. Smokers, for example. Smokers could go to a one-day seminar, and is that going to be enough for them to kick the habit? Probably not. People addicted to anything, pot, pornography, puns, right? Even puns, if you're addicted to puns, you probably just can't hear stop that and be done. Or just see one little miraculous thing and be, well, I'm going to be done with that. I like those things. Puns, it's not so bad to be addicted to, by the way. But what about us who are addicted by nature to sin and death? And all of us are by nature addicted to those things. That's our habits, and we all die. What about us who are addicted to living as if there were no tomorrow? What will get us out of our habits? A one-time miracle? What will get us living as new creatures, ones who believe and have faith and hope and walk in the ways of Christ, in the ways of repentance, yes, in the ways of forgiveness, yes, in the ways of prayer and praise to our God, our King, in the way of thanksgiving, in the way of helping and loving our neighbor, the way of living outside of ourselves and living for Christ and for others. After Jesus rose from the dead, he appeared to his disciples, not just once, not twice. But today we heard about the third time that he appeared to his disciples. And of course, he appeared many other times. But today, the third time. The disciples, having seen the risen Lord on Easter, and then 8 days later, and after following him for 3 years all the way to the cross, what did they decide to do next? After that eighth day appearance, sometime after that, they said, we're going fishing. Fishing, really? Back to the old profession of fishing for fish. Did they catch anything? No. They just toiled all night, but they had nothing for breakfast, and they hated Dunkin' Donuts. Jesus stood at the shore watching. And he says, children, do you have any fish? No, Father? Right? Why else did he call them children? And truly, it's because Jesus is one with the Father. Isn't it true? By his miraculous resurrection from the dead, he proves all that he spoke, I and the Father are one. So he can call them his children now. Children, he and the Father are one. Put the net on the right side of the boat, and you will catch something. That's because I think Jesus sits at God's right hand, and there is the power of God. There's the miracle of God. So now put your nets on the right side of the boat where God has Jesus at the right hand of God, the power of God. And look what happens. They caught some fish. They did. And it was so much that they couldn't even haul it all in. So much was the quantity of fish. And John, he puts two and two together and he says, it is the Lord. It was the Lord's doing. It was that man standing on the seashore who knows things that only the Lord would know. Peter, he put on his outer garment and he threw himself into the sea. That seems real backwards to me. Usually if you're going to jump in the water, what do? You strip your clothes off, then you jump in. But well, no, he was stripped for work, it says. So he puts on his outer garment, he throws himself into the sea. I guess he wanted to be rebaptized. He wasn't a Lutheran, obviously. I think he was just excited to see the risen Lord, to know he was there, and he was trying to put on his best, not be stripped down naked, but put on his best, his garment of righteousness. But when he tries to walk on water, he sinks. But Jesus had walked in the water before, had he not? And Jesus was there on the shore. He wanted to be with Jesus. Later, just to be different from Jesus, he was crucified upside down. To say there's only one cross, only Jesus' cross that really matters. Not Peter's cross, but Jesus' cross. When they got to the land, they saw the charcoal fire in its place, and they saw some fish laid out on it and bread. And Jesus said, bring some of the fish that you just caught here. Simon Peter hauled in the net to the shore, 153 fish and no tear in the net. Wow. And Jesus says, come and have breakfast. Now, none of the disciples dared ask him, who are you? For they knew it was the Lord. And Jesus came and took the bread and gave it to them. And so with the fish. And this was the third time that he'd appeared in his risen body to the disciples. The risen Lord made a breakfast that they would never forget. A meal attached to a miracle. Because of the miraculous presence of Jesus, they had a miraculous catch of fish. A meal attached to a miracle. So what do we have today as the church? What do we have that we come and eat every other week here at Praise? We have a meal attached to a miracle, do we not? Because of the real presence of Christ Jesus. A meal attached to a miracle. A breakfast that we take, although it's the Lord's Supper. The miracle in the Lord's Supper that we eat as Christians is not 153 fish, but a multitude of forgiveness that no one can count. A multitude of Christ's power and love for us, his disciples, today. A reminder that Christ Jesus died and rose and will come again. And he feeds his disciples good things. Things that he himself accomplished by telling them by his word what to do. And there was fruit, there was results, there was fish. May we have faith to believe in this miracle attached to that meal. May we have faith to believe and trust and feast upon his word today in his presence. And to return back to our lives. How? Same old creatures? Same old sinners? Yes, obviously. Same old routines as before? Or will we be changed because we have been witnessed to by the risen Lord? We certainly will be forgiven and are. We will and are satisfied because Jesus accomplished his death and his resurrection for us, such that nothing separates us from his love. His grace is multiplied. It overflows. It doesn't tear the net. It's ours. And we trust that we are children, just as Jesus said. Children, do you have any fish? We are the children of God. He and the Father are one. And then, united in his love and his forgiveness, we go back to our lives as fathers and fishermen, firemen, mothers and marketers, pastors and paramedics, wives and workers of every kind. And we go out knowing Christ. And hopefully others, when they see us, will see us as windows, people for whom they see the risen truth of the risen Lord. Christ is risen. He is risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen. And now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.